Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda
Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila Chapter 11 The Expansions of Lord Nityananda As the branches and sub-branches of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were described in the 10th chapter. In this 11th chapter, the branches and sub-branches of Sri Nityananda Prabhu are similarly listed. Nityananda Padam Poja Vringam Prema Kathun Madam Natva Kilan Teshu Mukhya Likyante Katichin Mayam. After offering my obeisances unto all the devotees of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who are like bumblebees collecting honey from his lotus feet, I shall try to describe those who are the most prominent. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Shri Krishna Chaitanya Tahar Charnashuta Jay Shaitanya. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone who has taken shelter at his lotus feet is glorious. Jaya Jaya Sri Advaita Jaya Nityananda Jaya Mahaprabhu Sarvabhaktavrinda. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu Nityananda Prabhu and all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tasya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sat Premamara Satya Urdhva Skandha Vidurt Indor Shaka Rupam Vinan Namaha. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the topmost branch of the indestructible tree of eternal love of God. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the sub-branches of that topmost branch. Sri Nityananda Vrikshar Skanda Gurutar Tahate Jamila Shaka Prashaka Nishtar. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is an extremely heavy branch of the Sri Chaitanya tree. From that branch grow many branches and sub-branches. Malak Karir, Ichcha Jole, Vale Shakakon, Prema Fool, Vale Hari, Chaila Gulma. Watered by the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these branches and sub-branches have grown unlimitedly and have covered the entire world with fruits and flowers. Asankhya Anantakan, Kehi Karuganam, Apana Shukite Kahi, Mukya Mukya Chan. These branches and sub-branches of devotees are innumerable and unlimited. Who could count them? For my personal purification, I shall try to enumerate only the most prominent among them. Purport. One should not write books or essays on transcendental subject matter for material name, fame, or profit. Transcendental literature must be written under the direction of the superior authority because it is not meant for material purposes. If one tries to write under superior authority, he becomes purified. All Krishna conscious activities should be undertaken for personal purification, apana shotite, not for material Lakshmimitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manohisam sthapitam eva bhutale svayam rupa padha mahyam tathati svabhavikam vandeham shri guru shri tathapadakamam shri gurun vaishnavanamascha shri rupam sarvajatam Bhagavatam Tam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Vrita Siddhitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Bhana Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Vidhatam Chara He Krishna Gura Sindho Dina Vambo Jagatpate Gopesha-gopita kanta, kata kanta namostate. Tathara-chana-gorangi, vahe-vrindavaneshwari, Krishna-bhanu-sri-devi, kanamani-hari-priye. Vachara-gorakaru-jascha, kripa-sindhu-gyare-vacha, kitana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasavi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Kaviraj Goswami is continuing his allegory of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as constituting branches and sub-branches of a tree of which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the trunk and the whole substance. Now he's going to describe the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose branches are so expansive that he describes them as covering the whole world, yielding fruits and flowers. This is Kaviraj Goswami writing several centuries ago in a little corner of Bengal, and today we're seeing that actually what he envisioned has become a fact. That the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Prabhu are spread all over the world, and they're beyond counting now. If somebody says, how many followers do you have in New York? We're not actually able to give a number anymore. We can say, well, we have a core of roughly this many, but we don't know how many people are chanting Hare Krishna and reading the books and even coming. Sometimes it's difficult to know who's practicing at home. If you ask how many devotees are there in Russia, no one's keeping tab anymore, it's too many. So these things are becoming factual. And still, there's more expansion happening and still to come. The Srila Prabhupada comments on the mood of an author in Krishna consciousness. Materialistic author is motivated by desire for fame, to be published, to be celebrated, to be a literary figure. To make money. These, of course, to be creative, but their idea of being creative proceeds from the modes of material nature. of a transcendental author tries to write to glorify the Lord and to purify himself. To glorify the Lord, to purify himself, and to benefit others. These are the thoughts of the pure devotee. It's not for name or fame or making money that these are contaminations. Pure consciousness means, Prabhupada said, it may be published or not published. It may be published or not published. But one writes for oneself purification. The act of writing forces one, Prabhupada said, to concentrate. To write, you have to concentrate the mind, you have to think. You have to consider what is it that I'm trying to say? What is this philosophy or what is this description? The mind has to be concentrated, which is hard work. Concentrate the mind so that you can write something. In the mundane sphere, one sports writer for the New York Times, quite celebrated, he's no longer Red Smith. He said that writing is very easy. He said you just sit in front of a typewriter and concentrate until little drops of blood come out of your forehead. So, of course, all that concentration gone to waste to describe what's going on with some sports contest. But the devotee uses those powers of concentration to meditate deeply on Krishna and Krishna consciousness. And that focus of the mind, mind and intelligence, actually it requires intelligence to analyze, to choose. So that focusing of the intelligence on Krishna purifies the intelligence, and the purified intelligence purifies the mind. So, with that in mind, that should be one's purpose in writing. Prabhupada said, actually, all of you should write. So I want all of my students to write. He said, what is this back to God metaphor? He said, you should express your realizations in writing. Sometimes Prabhupada criticized his godparents, they're not writing anything, they're not publishing. So he wanted that his students or his followers should also follow in the tradition of writing about Krishna. And you see that many devotees are doing that, and many other devotees could do that, contribute something from their realization. And again, it may be published, it may not be published. It's not a loss. The exercise itself is worth doing. And if it's published, it's very nice.
Sri Virabhadra Gosai Skanda Mahashaka Tar Upashaka Yata Asankitar Lekha. After Nityananda Prabhu, the greatest branch is Virabhadra Gosai, who also has innumerable branches and sub-branches. It is not possible to describe them all. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur writes in his Anupasya, Virabhadra Gosai was the direct son of Srila Nityananda Prabhu and a disciple of Janadevi. His real mother was Vasudha. In the Gaura-Nardesh Titika, he is mentioned as the incarnation of Kshirdakshaya Vishnu. Therefore, Virabhadra Gosai is none different from Sri Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In a village of the name Jhamatpur, in the district of Hubei, Virabhadra Gosai had a disciple named Yadunanta Acharya, who had two daughters, a real daughter named Srimati, and a foster daughter named Narayani. Both these daughters married,
and they are mentioned in the Bhakti Ratnakar, 13th wave. Virabhadra Gosai had three disciples who were celebrated as his sons, Gopi Jamabalabha, Ramakrishna, and Ramchandra. The youngest, Ramchandra, belonged to the Chandilya dynasty and had the surname Bhakta Vyala. He established his family at Kavadatta, and its members are known as the Goswamis of Kavadatta. The eldest disciple, Gopi Jamabalabha, was a resident of a village known as Lata, near the Manakar railway station in the district of Burdwan. The second, Ramakrishna, lived near Maladaha in a village named Gayeshpur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur notes that since these three disciples belonged to different gotras or dynasties and also had different surnames and lived in different places, it is not possible to accept them as real sons of Virabhadra Gosai. Ramchandra had four sons, of whom the eldest was Radha Madhava, whose third son was named Yadavendra. Yadavendra's son was Nandakishore, his son was Nidhi Krishna, his son was Chaitanya Chanda, his son was Krishna Mohan, his son was Jagan Mohan, his son was Bhajanat, and his son was Shamlal Goswami. This is the genealogical table given by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur for the descendants of Virabhadra Gosai. So there are two ways of having sons: by family succession and by disciplic succession. These three sons were by disciplic succession. And then they had their sons also. It's not mentioned whether they were by family or by initiation. Ishra Hayam Kahai Mahabhagavata Veda Dharmatita Veda Dharmavata. Although Virabhadra Gosai was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he presented himself as a great devotee. And although the Supreme Godhead is transcendental to all Vedic injunctions, he strictly followed the Vedic rituals. That he presented himself as a great devotee doesn't mean that he came, "I am a great devotee," but it means he presented himself as a devotee. Isra Haya Kahai Mahabhagavata. Yes. Antare Ishra Cheshta Bahire Nirdanda Chaitana Bhakti Mandapi Tehom Mulastanda. He is the main pillar in the hall of devotional service erected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knew within himself that he acted as the Supreme Lord Krishna, but externally he was prideless. Adyapi Yahar Kripa Mahima Vaite Chaitanya Nityananda Gaya Shakala Javate. It is by the glorious mercy of Sri Virabhadra Gosai that people all over the world now have the chance to chant the names of Chaitanya and Nityananda. Shai Virabhadra Gosai Rinu Naimu Shalam Yahar Prashade Hoy Apishtapura. I therefore take shelter of the lotus feet of Virabhadra Gosai, so that by his mercy my great desire to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita will be properly guided. But we only know a fraction of the glories of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Kaviraj Goswami says that they're unlimited, they're innumerable, and he's mentioning only the prominent ones. And of the prominent ones, even, we don't know so much. We have some little information. Maybe those who've been to Vrindavan sometimes hear something about Virabhadra Gosai or other
followers of Nityananda Prabhu. But, and sometimes there may be some learned ISKCON Vaishnavas who know quite a bit, but in general we don't know very much. We know a little something. So there's so much. But Kaviraj Goswami says he's like the pillar of this hall of devotional service. And he specifically prays to Giranaga Goswami so that his desire to write this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, will be properly guided. So there's so much that may be learned over time about the glories of the devotees. That's a great subject matter for research and further writing and discussion. From another point of view, even if we don't know very much about these devotees, we know that we're the beneficiaries of their legacy. Sometimes someone receives a legacy and you don't even know anything about the relative who left you that $10 million.
I think she was a great aunt or something. I don't know. I never met her.
But she left you $10 million. So something like that. There are these great devotees that we may not even know their names, because Kaviraj Goswami says, I'm only mentioning the prominent ones. And even the prominent ones, 2 lines, 4 lines. So we don't have so much information. But this one inspired that one helped this one. Together they spread Krishna consciousness here, there. And finally the legacy comes to us. That may happen in the present day also. There may be devotees we don't even know who are spreading Krishna consciousness. And it may not be recorded that this person went to such and such shopping mall and gave a book to such and such person who later became the Sankirtan leader, or later became the temple president, or later became the leader of the Krishna consciousness movement. So who can record all of these things? It's not possible. So if we ask someone, please write a history of Krishna consciousness movement in the West, he could write a 10-volume history and only be scratching the surface. Couldn't be mentioning all the devotees. Then we have Prabhupada longer. So many devotees are left out. By necessity, you can't include everyone. It's too much. And yet there's so much that could be said. And even the ones who are included, there's so much more that can be said. So we're only getting a little bit of the history, even contemporary history, not to speak of older history. But the summary is that by the efforts of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Nityananda Prabhu, the Krishna consciousness movement spreads all over the world and people get to benefit. Trash that's written today. Look, I'll just repeat this. My for Lakshmi Nisringa Prabhu reiterated that Prabhupada said it's one's duty to write, but under superior guidance of a superior authority. If you look at a lot of the trash that's written today and published on the internet, it's just people who feel an urge to write, an inspiration, duty, compelling need, something that we have to write. But because they're lacking the guidance of a superior authority, they write something which should never be written. They write things that are offensive, they write things that are stupid, they write things that are oppositanta, against the
conclusions of the philosophy. They publish whole books which try to establish a conclusion contrary to the conclusion given by the disciplic succession, which they believe ended in 1977. And any sober superior authority would have told them, don't write your brother's speculations. Don't defend the Vaishnavas. But lacking superior guidance, they write all this rubbish. So many things. Prajalpa, the urge to speak with your fingers. So, very important items of higher authorities. One should say something which is upheld by the authorities. And the personal guidance of the spiritual master is so important, because we see that even when the literature is there, without personal guidance, people screw up. They just go hunting in the literature here and there, and they pull a word from here, a line from there, and they patch together something which is completely bogus. And then they add some vitriol and they press the send button. And if they consulted higher authorities, Vaishnavas who are well situated in Krishna consciousness, they would say, don't do that. But because they have no guidance, they read the books, they draw their own stupid conclusions, and they publish. So that guidance is. And they publish that you don't need anyone but Prabhupada to be your guru. But anyone who is properly guided by Prabhupada would never have published something like that. You don't need anyone but Prabhupada. Back to Prabhupada. And when is there back to Prabhupada? A lot different from back to Godhead. You know, this one's an SOB, and this one's a this, and this one's a that, and this one's a this, and this one's a so-and-so, and this one's... And this is what we distribute at Ratiyatra, the glories of the Lord in the form of vilification of devotees. Even if this one is an SOB, even if this one is a that, that's what you distribute for the benefit of the whole world. And where is your superior guidance for this? They have superior guidance in the form of the three modes of material nature, which is superior to them. Of course, they have guidance in the form of the two inferior modes of the superior energy. That's not how one is supposed to write. The writing should be a product of the spiritual energy, not the material energy. So when we write from our own passions, when we write from our own situations, when we write from our own political purposes and vengeance, then we write rubbish. One has to be purified. Amanitva adam vitva vimsa chantir arjava na charja upasana chocham stari bhakta vivika indriyarteshu vairagya manam kare eva charja vipuja avyani vipuja 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 sakta nidishvanda vipuja dara vipuja 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 goes on like that. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes the process of knowledge, the items of knowledge. And what's the first item?
Amanitva.
Humility. I'm going to set the world straight because Amanitva. I mean, here's Kaviraj Goswami. I offer my obeisances. Namaha, I pray to superior devotees so that I can be purified and I can write this book. That's Vaishnava. Not
popped into Cambridge, and I can put together an argument. So superior guidance.
So a practical strategy would be if someone was to write, whether they're Prabhupada disciple or whomever, would be to seek out those that you respect, those, like you said, that are well situated in Krishna consciousness, you respect them. They're obviously either senior in
realization, senior in years, senior in station. We seek out devotees and say, is this all right? I can think of one person, he's a lawyer who expresses opinions on the internet about the editing of Prabhupada's books. He received two letters from Prabhupada. In one of them, Prabhupada said, there's no need to do anything dishonest. That has a whole history attached to it, which we won't go into. The other one, he says, yes, it's a very good idea to write for law journals. And you should, paraphrasing, he said, you should first let it be reviewed by our editors to see that there's nothing against the conclusion. He said, the editors are now in Manipur, but they're coming back to California soon, so you can show them to see that nothing against the conclusion is published. So that kind of guidance was there. Now the person writes things criticizing the editors. But that was the instruction that we received from his. But yes, we try to consult. Which one we consult? Bodhi and Taparaspara, the devotees in Latin. Even in the material world, that's what they do. Even in the material world, that's what they do. Professor such and such has a theory, he has a dissertation, he's got a paper he's writing for a journal. He doesn't just press the send button. He consults his colleagues, he takes critical input, finally it's sent to the journal editors, and he doesn't even know, with like panels of unknown critics. Of course, yes, in professional journals it's reviewed by somebody, you don't even know who it is, but they're reviewing it, it's sent out for independent peer review. Then it comes back either fantastic or suggestions or rejected. Because they want to maintain a high quality of material publication. So peer review. So that's the material world. So in the spiritual world also, that the spiritual God is writing, that's also there. Is it appreciated by devotees? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one could present any literary composition or special drama, unless it was vetted by Swarup Damodar. They had to be passed by Swarup Damodar to see whether there was anything lasapas, which means contradictory flavors, so it would take them up, it would taste it, it would taste good. It would taste distasteful, maybe something not right. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to hear anything like that. So Swarup Damodar was the person. And he had such fine discretion. There was one drama, some poet from Bengal wrote a drama and asked the devotees, please hear this drama and let me know what you think. So the devotees all gathered and they heard the drama, and they said, this is a fantastic drama, this is so nice, this is wonderful, all glories to Amitabha. And then they asked Swarup Damodar, you have to hear this drama. And the drama was read. And Swarup Damodar said, this is all rubbish. The poet had glorified that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the soul of the body of Lord Jagannath. And in this way, he glorified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There were some other expressions like that.
and sort of them and say, what is this rubbish you've made that
Jagannath like a ordinary wooden doll, like he has no soul, you need to put a soul in there. You know, the soul of the body of Lord Jagannath, the Lord Jagannath's soul inside, outside, in the middle. What is this rubbish? So he, on several points, just blasted the author. But the author was very humble. Actually, he took the criticism and he fixed things, and he was accepted. Yes, very nice. Oh yeah? What do you know about drama? How did you get to be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary anyway? Just being propped up by your cronies. No, he didn't. He needed something. He took it. He had some drama, some imperfect, and it's good. And corrected by Sri Krishna. Yes, that's a challenge for anyone who wants to speak, or who wants to write, or who wants to lead kirtan, or who wants to cook, or who wants to do any service. Brahma, that second canto, again and again, this topic is coming up, where Brahma is asking, how do I do this and not become proud? That's the challenge for Guru. He always has to remember that whatever I'm able to do is by the mercy of the Lord. It's not my own creation or my own capability. So I always have to remember Krishna and give credit to Krishna and depend on Krishna for the success in any endeavor. And strive to remain conscious of our own shortcomings, conscious of our own dependency on Krishna's mercy. Always to remain a servant. Thank you all very much.
Jai Prabhupada ki jai.